What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a Critical Care Pharmacy Podcast. This is episode 220. In this episode, I'll discuss why it is important to check the 4T score before further testing for heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode220. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. For the purposes of this episode, I'll assume that you know what the 4T score is and how to calculate it. If you don't, at the top of the show notes, there is a link for you to go to for a 4T score calculator and a further link to the evidence behind the scoring system. When encountering a patient who develops thrombocytopenia while receiving heparin or low molecular weight heparin, there are three general causes to consider. The first is heparin-associated thrombocytopenia, which is also called heparin-induced thrombocytopenia type 1. This is a modest and harmless decrease in platelet count. The second potential cause is heparin-induced thrombocytopenia type 2, which is the result of an immune response to heparin. In this type of hit, platelet factor 4 antibodies form and place the patient at a significant risk of thrombosis. And the third possible cause is thrombocytopenia from an alternative cause, such as sepsis, infection, drug-induced thrombocytopenia, nutrient deficiency, ethanol use, or hypersplenism due to chronic liver disease. It's relatively easy to tell the difference between type 1 and type 2 heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. Type 1 hit occurs after 1 to 4 days of heparin use and it's mild in nature. Type 2 hit occurs after 5 to 10 days of heparin use or within 1 day if there was a previous exposure within the last 100 days. The drop in platelet count may be greater than 50% with type 2 hit. But telling the difference between type 2 hit and thrombocytopenia of another cause can be very challenging. The treatment for type 2 hit is full-intensity anticoagulation with a non-heparin anticoagulant, such as argatroban. If this treatment is given to a patient who doesn't have hit and instead has thrombocytopenia from another cause, their bleeding risk will be greatly increased. The most rapid test for type 2 hit is the platelet factor 4 antibody assay. If the PF4 result is less than 0.4, this is generally negative for hit. And if the PF result is greater than 1 or 2, depending on your lab or institution guidelines, this is generally positive for hit. But that leaves a large range in the middle from about 0.4 to 1 that's indeterminate. And when this occurs, further testing with a serotonin release assay needs to be done. Unfortunately, this test takes a while to come back for most laboratories. And this can leave clinicians in a very tough position where they may need to place the patient on full intensity anticoagulation only to find out days later that the patient did not have hit. So by using the 4T score before testing for PF4 antibodies, the risk of unnecessary anticoagulation is greatly reduced. The performance of any test is dependent on the prevalence of the disease in the population being tested. The application of the 4T score is intended to identify a population of patients that are likely to have hit. The 4T scoring system for hit involves checking the degree of thrombocytopenia, the timing of the platelet drop, findings of new thrombosis, and presence of other causes of thrombocytopenia. Depending on the score, the patient may be judged to be at low, medium, or high risk of having hit. The PF4 antibody assay has a much higher positive predictive value if used in patients with a high risk of hit, as judged by the 4T score. But the test has a poor positive predictive value if used in a low population, such as those with a low risk of hit. So by applying the 4T score before deciding to check a PF4 assay, you are greatly reducing the number of patients that are subjected needlessly to the risk of full intensity anticoagulation. Once again, I have a link to calculators and evidence in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode220. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.